Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I read that 520,000 Ukrainians are on the run. They've already evacuated Ukraine. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to 520,000 people. Do you know that during the time of Obama, there were more people, according to the UN, on the run, running from some, you know, third world crap hole than in any time in modern, than in any time in history? More displaced people. Barack Obama did nothing to stop it. Who's creating all this? Is it civilized countries like America? No, we are demonized all over the world. And you know what we are? We are a haven for refugees. Right now, the border states with Ukraine are being overrun with people who are leaving their country. Another mass humanitarian effort is needed. Why? Because of feckless Joe Biden, a puppet who was put into office. And if you don't think elections have consequences, ask the Ukrainians. Thanks for being here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You want to give me a ring, 844-551-8255. Listen, people, I'm going to tell you this. I said it once, I say it again, I say it 1,000 times. I have no idea what's happening in Ukraine or why Putin acted the way that he did. But I will tell you this, and I said it in a previous broadcast. Put yourself in Putin's place and say, I've got to protect Russia. Ukraine is being wooed by NATO, which is the antithesis of the Warsaw Pact. And he's saying, wait a minute, you're a former Soviet Republic. Why would you want to side with the other guys? I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm looking at it from his perspective. See, it's easy to for us to sit over here and criticize. Oh, he's a despot. He's a dictator. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is as worse of a despot and a dictator as Putin was. And as I've said in many broadcasts, if you think that I'm going to believe this media and our government, you're out of your mind. I'm not an anarchist. I want to believe, pardon me, I want to believe truth in government. I do. But see, I've been through Russian collusion. I've been through Ukrainian extortion and impeachment of a guy who did nothing, or the attempted impeachment. I've been through the Wu Flu scam, the vaccine scam, and all the other scams, the climate change scam, the education scam. I've seen it all. I've seen this government with a complicit media and a whole gaggle of leftist skanks and scumbags tell us lies, and if you think I'm going to believe them just because, oh, Kevin, it's un-American to not believe the media and Joe Biden, well, you're out of your mind. That is not un-American. You know what's un-American? To presume that they are correct, that they are doing the right thing, that they represent our interests. I don't believe you think that. I think many Americans have finally said, you know what, I'm fed up. I'm fed up with the lies. Why do you think Democrats are leaving in droves in 2022? They got the big cheat in 2020. And you still have now the new count, 31 Democrats who say, I'm not running, because they don't think they can win even when they cheat. Yep. So I will tell you this. I get bits and pieces of what's going on in Ukraine. I wish I was getting firsthand knowledge and knowledge that I could believe in. It's funny that we have the whole world in the palm of our hands through our smartphones, and we can't trust what's coming through that medium. The only thing you can trust is what you're able to discern for yourself, and that's based on experience and knowledge. You filling yourself with knowledge. And I'm getting up to speed little by little. Russia, Ukraine, etc. Never been to either. Neither have most of you. Anyway, I know this. I know that the world likes stability. I know it is human nature for you to want to be stable. When I say stable, I mean you want to know predictability of your parents. predictability of your environment. It is nice as a child to know I'm going to be living here with two people that love and protect me, with a local community that has my best interests in mind, supported by a big organization, a federal community, if you will, that says we're going to provide an even bigger blanket of protection. That's what we all want. We want stability. By the way, young men listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically me, let me tell you what your girl's going to want. She's going to want you to be stable. Oh, she may go for the bad boy for a little bit, but eventually she's going to lose him because he's not stable. He's unpredictable. She wants to be able to predict you. She wants to be able to know that you're going to be a good father and a good provider and things like this. Well, you know what? 520,000 Ukrainians have an unpredictable life going forward, and counting, by the way. It's growing. It'll be, the number will be bigger by the time you hear, we finish this broadcast. How would you like to start running from your home right now because you hear so-and-so is going to invade? Now, I know we're in the midst of an invasion, but, you know, good news is the banditos that are crossing our southern border are not quite pushing us out yet. Well, how would you like to know that the actions of a clown thousands of miles away, his refusal to act, to do something positive, is all it took for you to have to be displaced? How would you like to be living like that as a citizen of the world? Running, not knowing where you're going to go, what you're going to do, what your next... I mean, think about it. In America, we joke about the zombie apocalypse, but if the grid broke down right now, do you, how many people, there'd be a run for all the food that's in the grocery stores. There'd be a run to the trucks that are bringing, you know, the supply chain to the, you know, foods to the grocery stores and what have you. And when that ran out because people panicked, what would you do? You have a place to go? Suddenly preppers would seem pretty freaking smart, right? The United States is not responsible for Ukraine directly. I want to be clear about that. Joe Biden has no responsibility to Ukraine directly. But this situation proves how important America is indirectly. It also proves that when you have a clown in office, you can displace hundreds of thousands of people with his policies. Don't you ever let these leftist, Democrat, so-called progressives make you think differently. Joe Biden's incompetence is the very reason 500,000 people are on the run, left their homes, left their loved ones. The Democrats have blood on their hands, Ukrainian blood. We'll be back, folks. Thanks for keeping it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Captain Demento held his State of the Union speech where he showed off his latest fashion line. And let me just say this. Trump wear is temporarily out. And the new spring couture is Putin wear. Yes, Putin replaced Trump on the runway, folks. You go, girl. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Oh, my goodness. Listeners, please understand, Joe Biden gave 10 minutes of Putin bashing. I didn't even talk about it yesterday. I didn't. It was such a bad State of the Union. It floored me. What could the Democrats possibly think they were going to get out of the news that Joe Biden put us into a war that Trump had kept us out of? Baby Black Jesus had us in 3 wars and got the Nobel Peace Prize. I tell you what. This would really be good. Give Joe Biden a Nobel Peace Prize. That's about what it's worth. Give it to a demented fool who put us into a war, who provoked Putin to the point where Putin says, oh, you want war? I'd give you war. 10 minutes of Putin bashing as Biden sported his new fashion line. You want to know what the label is for his new fashion line? Demented liar. That's the name of his fashion line. The Demented Liar line. Oh, it's all over the world, folks. It's the rave. If you like demented leftist Democrat progressive liars, you like wearing Joe Biden's fashions because that's what the guy gives you. What a dismal state of the union. Oh, my gosh. Biden provokes Putin into war. He gets exactly what he wanted, which isn't what he wanted. But that's how leftism works. Now Joe Biden is relying on the world to dig him out of this mess and hopefully improve his prospects for the 2022 midterms, where Democrats know they can't possibly manufacture a win without the poll shifting. How are you going to shift the polls when everybody's wearing a mask? And I told you guys, isn't it convenient that when they make their big announcement, it's okay, no mask, and the masks are no longer needed. What did I tell you, folks? I told you they're going to say, oh, the masks are no longer needed at companies. Then they're going to say, oh, but the children don't need to wear a mask. And then they're going to go, oh, you know what? You can fly on planes now without masks. And we're going to celebrate. Woo-hoo! We got our masks. We got our faces back. We don't have to cover up our faces. You better go get those teeth looked at. Yeah, especially you meth head leftists, you better go get your teeth looked at. Not that it's going to help, okay? But so we're supposed to be overjoyed that we can now wear masks. Thank you, Joe Biden. You're so amazing, Joe Biden. Well, you know what? You ain't fooling me. I didn't have to wear a mask to begin with. And you know what? I'm never going to forget what you did when you locked this country down for the better part of 2 years and essentially ruin this economy, had suicide rates up to crazy amounts, have kids committing suicide. You have done a number on this country. I will never forget. I hope you never forget, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please don't. No matter how Biden tried to sugarcoat it, his year is the worst year in my lifetime for a president. This includes Jimmy Carter, and it includes Barack Obama, and that's a low bar. Let's go back to the fashion show, shall we? In case you missed it, oil is back in vogue. Yeah, folks, black energy. You weren't paying attention to the fashion show, were you? The fashion show that was disguised as a State of the Union? Models were soaked in big oil. Joe Greenweenie Biden didn't announce that he was releasing 60 million rays of sunshine from the strategic petroleum reserve. Captain Demento didn't say he was releasing 60 gallons of water from the strategic petroleum reserve. Captain Demento didn't say he was releasing 60 million windmills from the strategic petroleum reserve. No, Joe Biden ushered back in the era of dark, black, beautiful, gushing oil industry or energy by saying, I'm going to release another 30 million barrels of strategic oil with a strategic petroleum reserve. He released the dirty black stuff. I know. Where's the NAACP when you need them, Kevin Jackson? The dirty black stuff. Where's the outcry over this from AOC and others in the media? The green energy crowd. Look, I want to know, why didn't he release electric? I'm going to release 60 million kilowatts of electric energy. Oh, wait, that's right. It comes from oil and coal. Yeah. No release of that. Are you aware that Joe Biden tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserve last year? Did you know this? Most people don't. I'll get to that in a bit. Let's go back to the State of the Union and this whole thing. It was a big fashion show, folks. A fashion show of lies. A fashion show of what Joe Biden couldn't do. He's releasing oil because he wants to release the pressure of gas at the pump. Which, by the way, Democrats don't give a crap about the gas at the pump. Their stated goal is to get gas to $7 a barrel, so you will be forced to go to electric vehicles. I ask you again, did Joe Biden release electricity from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves?
If we got all this, these newfangled EVs, etc., why is he releasing oil? Don't you think that's a good question? Don't you think that's a good question for your lefty friends out there who are talking about, you guys are so dirty, you're great, whatever they say. You have, I'm giving you ammunition to go out and say, hey, listen, just out of curiosity, why didn't he release electricity from the Strategic Electrical Reserves? Don't we have a big battery bank or something that we could power the world with? Yeah. Doesn't exist, does it? So, I'm going to get back into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I want to talk about it because there's a lot about it you don't know. You don't realize how, my bet is you don't know how much oil is in it. You don't know how many times it's been tapped, why it's been tapped, etc. If you know this, you'll learn even more about crazy, demented Joey the Freak Show Biden. What I will tell you, folks, is the press is noticeably quiet on this oil release. They're noticeably quiet on how Hunter Biden was involved with both countries that happened to be in a war. They're noticeably quiet on the fact that Joe Biden has made America energy dependent, at least partially, on the very people that we are sanctioning right now. They're noticeably quiet on what those sanctions actually do to impact Russia, etc. And here's what I'd like to know. Is anybody questioning, are the Chinese going to make up for some of these sanctions? Oh, we're not going to ship cars, GM says, to Russia. Who do you think that's going to hurt? Where do you think Russia's going to get its cars? You think there are no cars available? I think China will start shipping Russia lots of cars. Just my guess. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who have had these extraordinary difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbors across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, need. We are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates on the money banks pay for their money.
And even higher interest rates are on the way, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter-point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Reuters is reporting Chinese and Russian cooperation includes when to start the war in Ukraine. China urged Russia to delay the invasion of Ukraine until the conclusion of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Senior Chinese officials made the request in early February after Washington informed Beijing of the Russian troop buildup. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I would love for somebody to try to defend Joe Biden on this show. Anything he's done. Joe Biden has ruined race relations. He's made a freak show out of the government of the United States with his diversity initiatives. He's completely made an embarrassment out of us in foreign policy. Show me where our foreign policy is working when you have Americans running from the Ukrainian embassy. You have Americans who are running from an Afghanistan embassy and so on and so forth. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Appreciate you being a part of what we do 2 hours a day, 5 days a week on the weekends and whenever else you might be hearing the program. And I challenge you to go to our website and see all the things that we do. The things that we do, for example, in film, bringing pop culture and Hollywood type stuff over to the conservative movement and building something that we can be proud of going into the next decades and beyond. We got to start changing things. We got to start solving problems. Democrats don't solve problems. Democrats create problems and act like they solve them. Case in point, Joe Biden. Joe Biden entered a war. He's effectively, we're at war with Russia. I mean, whether you want to believe it or not, we're at war with them. We haven't declared it. But he dared Putin to go into Ukraine, just like baby black Jesus dared Putin to go into Crimea. And he went in. Both times he's gone in. You saw the outcome of Crimea. Have they given it back? Did Russia lose face? No. They're going to annex this. They're going to take it over. And that will be that. And Joe Biden will try to... all that the Democrats are trying to do right now, let me tell you, they're not trying to solve the problem. They're not trying to help the Ukrainians. They're trying to save face. Every move they make is about saving face. So let's recap how we got here. Joe Biden dared Russia.
He won't do that if I'm president.
You've seen this tweet and the quote that Joe Biden said when he was running for in a race that wasn't even a run because they were going to cheat. So he wins in the big cheat. And what's he get to do? He gets the opportunity to back up his words. And what does he do? I'm whispering because that's what Joe does. What does he do? He screws the pooch and he wants to sell you the pups. Joe Biden is completely deranged in his process. I mean, if there's any reason to invoke the 25th Amendment, you're looking at it. You pick a fight with a dictator. You call Putin whatever you want, the president of Russia. You pick a fight with him. He engages in the fight. Oh, but before that, let's buy oil from him. Oh, before that, let me get my son interacting with his, whatever, these oligarchs, whoever. Let me get us, the United States, embroiled in something here, probably crooked, through Hunter the crackhead, and then let's go to war, and I'm going to be dependent upon your oil. Would that be your strategy? I'm asking any leftist who wants to call me. I'm going to ask you that very simple question. Would your strategy be, let your crackhead son go do business in the countries that are now currently at war, pick a fight with that country, the bigger one, and say, I dare you to go in there, and you go in there, they do it. And before you even pick the fight, you say, but before I pick the fight, I'm going to be dependent upon you for something. Who would do this? A crackhead president. That's who would do it. I don't think Hunter's the real crackhead in the Biden family. I think Joe is. But let's talk about this strategic oil, okay? See, the strategic oil reserve was put in place because they wanted to make sure that in a time of desperation, we would have the ability to fuel our country. That's what it was set up for. Roughly 1985-ish, okay? So I'm going to put it to you this way. It's called a strategic petroleum reserve. I don't think you're ever going to see a strategic electric reserve, a strategic water reserve, or a strategic wind reserve. But you can do a strategic oil reserve. And they did a test sale of 1.1 million barrels of strategic oil in 1985. In 1990 to 1991, the Desert Storm sale was 21 million barrels. This was to make sure that they had enough to prosecute those wars. In 1996 to 97, 28 million barrels of non-emergency sales were made for deficit reduction. Okay, those are the bigger ones. In July through August of 2000, 2.8 million barrels were used to supply Northeast Home Eating Oil Reserve. Why? Because we had an unusually cold winter. I know it's hard to believe, but it was cold in the winter. I know, AOC. So, but let me explain. While all this is going on, the green energy weenies offered nothing. They offered nothing. I ask AOC, when it's cold in the winter and airports are freezing and things like that, what reserve are you tapping? September through October of 2000, 30 million barrels in response to a concern over low distillate levels in the northeastern USA. Then there were two critical things that happened. 2005, there was a sale of 11 million barrels because Katrina shut down 95% of the crude oil production and 88% of natural gas output in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, bad times. In 2011, Obama tapped the strategic oil reserve for 30 million barrels, non-emergency sale to offset disruptions caused by political upheaval in Libya and elsewhere in the Middle East. The amount was matched by IEA countries for a total of 60 million barrels released from stockpiles around the world. Understand what I'm saying to you, folks? People stockpile oil around the world as a strategic petroleum reserve for moments of crisis. And I just outlined every single time that the strategic oil reserve was tapped for whatever reason. And I just mentioned the biggest ones, the ones that count in terms of, you know, tapping it for a crisis were Katrina and Arab Spring. Now, Katrina, as you know, happened during the time of Bush. Arab Spring happened during the time of Obama. We were preparing for a war that, you know, quite frankly, I guess if you want to continue the desert series of wars, it continued on because Obama was the biggest warmonger in the country. Now, let's go back to Biden. Joe Biden, in November of last year, tapped the strategic petroleum reserves, emergency oil reserves. Here's the reason. I'm reading this from CNN. To combat high energy prices ahead of the busy holiday travel season. But it will be weeks before the barrels hit the market, they wrote. The Energy Department will release 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, according to the White House. The largest release from the reserve in history. Not because of a crisis, but because Joe Biden's polls. Just think about that for just a second. That's why. And here's what Biden went on to say.
These will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight. It will take time. But before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank. And in the longer term, we will reduce our reliance on oil as we shift to clean energy.
Yeah. So Donald Trump has oil prices at an average of $2.50. We're $2 higher than that now across the board, easily a 40% increase. We were on the road to clean energy. Donald Trump is not against clean energy, and neither are you. And by the way, I don't care whether this isn't a Trump commercial here. And Joe Biden, in one fell swoop, has made us energy dependent. And what does he do? He taps a reserve that's meant for the worst conditions. Not to drive prices down. It's meant for the worst things that could happen. Strategic. War. Where, you know, global cooling that the left is always talking about. You would think they'd be very concerned that this clown would tap a reserve where people could freeze to death. But he's doing it because he needs to reduce the prices. Why does he need to reduce the prices? He created a war with people that he got into bed with Russia because we get 8 million barrels of oil per month from Russia. How long does it take? 8 million barrels. Okay, so 6 months of Russian oil is what he releases onto the market. And now he's afraid. Because Putin essentially can say, okay, deplete your oil. For the record, we now have to get oil from Canada, oil from Russia, and oil from other places. And I'll give you the breakdown if you want it. Most of you probably aren't going to do the research. That's okay. But you can go see how much oil we get from whom and from where. And Joe Biden, as opposed to us being energy independent and shipping oil and putting a real cabal, you know, putting a kibosh on Russia, he's now their partner as he attempts to tell you that he's going to fight them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is an emergency stockpile of petroleum maintained by the United States Department of Energy. It is the largest known emergency supply in the world. Underground tanks in Louisiana and Texas have capacity for 714 million barrels of oil. The U.S. started the petroleum reserve in 75. I said 85. I apologize for that. After oil supplies were interrupted during the 1973 to 74 oil embargo, they did this to mitigate future supply disruptions. The current inventory is on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve website. And as of September the 4th of 2021, the inventory was 621.3 million barrels, which equates to about 31 days of oil at the 2019 consumption level of 20.54 million barrels per day. The maximum total withdrawal capacity from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is 4.4 million barrels per day. So it would take about 145 days to use the entire inventory, meaning they would have to dole it out for specific people. There would be no, let's all come and get our same amount of gasoline. They would strategically decide who gets it. Just out of curiosity, who do you think would get it? Do you think you would get it, or do you think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell would get it? I mean, and rightfully so. Look, I get it. We're not – if there's a crisis, we have to figure things out. This – let me tell you, the more you understand how things work in this country, the more you understand why there are preppers, why there are people that go, look – I'm going to build my own electric car. I'm going to have my own fuel system, biofuels. I'm going to have my own heating. I'm going to have my own water. I'm going to have my own land and grow my own food, because the government in times of scarcity are not going to feed us. They're not going to give us gas. They're not going to give us all the things that you need for the essential things in life. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We don't think about this stuff because we believe our government is implementing policies in such a way that hopefully we never have to get to this. But even if we do, we would understand it. We would say, you know what? I'll sacrifice for the greater good. The greater good is no longer the greater good. So I want you to think about this capacity I just talked about. There's about 621 million barrels of oil in the Strategic Oil Reserve. Joe Biden tapped 50 million of it the other day. In 2021, in November, he tapped 50 million because he wants to reduce the price of your gasoline. Now, he didn't have to do – I'm going to go back to Trump. He didn't have to do this. Donald Trump had everything working. We had cheaper gas. And now Joe Biden is having to undo his stupid policies. Do you think that the left are going to mention it that way? He's having to undo it. So then I want to let you understand that Joe Biden on March the 1st said, we're going to tap it again. We're going to get another 30 million. So now Joe Biden's up to 80 million out of the 621 million. So we're now down to 540 million. We soon will be if we use it all. Because Joe Biden not only had to tap it because he drove up energy costs and now he's trying to save face, but he's tapping it for another 30 million because he entered a war with a country where his crackhead son has negotiated all kinds of deals, and he himself negotiated our dependence on Russian oil to the tune of, and I looked this up, 12 to 26 million barrels per month. So if it's 12 million barrels per month and Joe Biden tapped the Strategic Oil Reserve for 30 million barrels, that's 3 months of Russian oil. So if Russia decides they're not going to ship us any more oil, or they decide to price gouge us, who knows? I mean, those are the options. What's Biden going to do? Is he going to keep tapping that reserve? Because now it's gone from 621 million barrels. This was numbers 2019 numbers to 500 and something million. What's he going to do? Is he going to exhaust these strategic oil reserves? Who's he going to make it up with? China? They're not going to ship us oil. I'm only giving you this to understand the strategy around this stuff, folks. I don't have the answers. I'm just telling you. We're getting 12 to 26. Worse, think about this. If it's 26 million barrels, 1 month of Russian oil cutoff, and we've already stripped what Joe Biden's released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. So what happens if we go to war? What happens with our oil production now that he's cut it here in the U.S. and we are now energy dependent on others? What happens then? Let me give you some more numbers here. Strategic Oil Reserves holds over $14 billion in sweet crude, approximately $18.3 billion in sour crude. By the way, these are different types of crude. I want you to understand, we can't convert this. This is oil in its raw form. It's not converted to gasoline and other petroleum products. They said this, since 2015, Congress has been selling the oil in the reserves to defund the deficit in unpublicized sales. The Department of Energy has run seven sales since 2017, selling more than 60 million barrels, or about 8.6% of what had been in the reserve. According to legislation in place, the amount of oil in the reserve could fall to as little as 410 million barrels by 2028. Let me tell you, at the rate Joe Biden's going, we may hit that number sooner. This would be a 41% reduction to the oil in the reserve since 2010. Let me put this another way. Since the strategic oil reserve has been tapped three times in terms of critical need, Joe Biden has tapped it twice in less than a year. Twice. For the largest amounts ever, the largest amount prior was 30 million barrels. Joe Biden has tapped it for 50 million and now 30 million. I give you the demented clown, folks. And here's what IJR, they said this. Amid concerns that Russia's invasion of Ukraine could send gas prices even higher, Joe Biden will approve a release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. In a statement he released by Jen Psaki, she said, Biden was clear from the beginning that all the tools are on the table to protect American businesses and consumers. I can't help but laugh at that. Just protecting us. The same way they protected us with Wu flu, right? The same way they protected us with the vaccine mandates and mask mandates and business mandates that you will close until we decide you're going to open. This is all for your protection, America. Aren't you aware of this? Of course you are. Kevin, how dare you? How dare you chuckle at this notion? So she says, after an extensive around-the-clock coordination consultation by Biden, the administration and our allies and partners, the International Energy Agency, the IEA, member countries, supported by the European Commission. This is when you know when stuff is awry, right? We've got the support of the IEA. We've also got the support of the EC. And we've got the support of the NAACP and the NCAA. That's why, he says, agree to a collective release of an initial 60 million barrels of crude from our strategic petroleum reserves. Now, let me just explain what this means, because Obama did it too during the Libyan thing. So we release 30 million barrels of crude into the world, and the rest of the countries that are our partners release 30 million. Yeah. One, and I don't know how many people the European Commission is, but it's at least seven. So we're releasing 30 million, and the other seven countries are releasing 30 million. Does that sound like typical great leftist negotiation? It does to me. It sounds very typical. Psaki added, as part of this agreement, Biden will authorize the Department of Energy to release 30 million barrels from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We are prepared to use every tool available to us to limit disruption to global energy supply as a result of Putin's actions. Think about the amount of oil and gas we use in America. They release 30 million gallons, which I've already told you. We use 8 million in the United States every day, as a general rule. But no, is it 20? I think it's more than that. I think it might be 20 million. That's not even enough for us to go to. Let's just make it easy on me so I don't look like a liar. A week. And they act like they've done something so significant.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.